Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here today. Now, today, ACC News brings to you really another very unique and incredible guest. We have with us focus and motivation coach, Sabra Redford, and she is the founder of Imagine Changes. Now, to anyone in our audience tuning in today that is going through difficult transitions in life, dealing with depression, or even addiction, please grab a seat, get comfortable, because again, Sabra will be sharing information that may possibly change your life today. It is now Tuesday, the 13th of June. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially our listeners that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Sabra, I do ask that you please visit us on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, we do know it's a worldwide thing. Just about everyone is now. We're also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, transition and change. They're necessary steps towards personal development and progress. And everyone tuning in today can relate to the feeling of being stuck, settled in, or even lost or in too deep to really alter your path from negative to positive. Now, the good news, everyone, is that in actual reality, it's never too late. Now, while taking the first steps may be the most difficult, with trained professionals like focus and motivation coach Sabra Redford, what she actually does is she really walks you through the whole process of the transition. And she assists you in overcoming limited beliefs in order to achieve your goal. Now, as for Sabra's own journey, she became a musician at a young age and a singer. And while being able to travel and performing music, that was a dream of hers. And achieving a satisfactory level of success, she sought to really change direction, working, communicating and solving problems with others. This is something that comes naturally to Sabra. Now, utilizing her personal experiences and professional certification, Sabra worked with people from all backgrounds through a wide array of issues that include a personal growth, self-esteem, addiction, depression, trauma, and even weight loss. And again, this is just to name a few. And with over 12 years of experience, Sabra continues to really build her client base with a passionate and individually crafted sessions that bring forth positive change. Again, a truly incredible person. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Focus and Motivation Coach, founder of Imagine Changes, Sabra Redfern. How are you doing in this very beautiful day, Sabra?
Oh, hi, Matthew. I'm doing really well and glad to talk with you.
And we are very happy to have you. Sabra, to the people in the audience that don't know you very well, can you please share with them who exactly is Sabra Redfern?
Well, that's kind of a difficult question to answer, talking about oneself. But I am first a person who is passionate about whatever I choose to do. And I find that having that passion allows me to help other people make the kind of changes that they want to make in their lives. It's something that's always been interesting to me since I was very young. So helping people find their hook. I'm just one of those people kind of born that way, curious. I'm just available to help.
And you also have a really incredible story as well. Can you please share with the audience your personal life journey that led you to where you are today?
Well, at a really young age, I made a decision that I wanted to be a singer and a musician, and I was able to do that. And I learned at a very young age that focusing on something that you choose to do will lead you in that direction and provide you with opportunity. And, you know, as I made my way toward becoming the singer and, musician that I wanted to be, I did reach a level of success. And, this is starting out at the age of really about the age of 14. And, it was young, and it was so learning that finding something or feeling that passion for something and going toward it opens doors. And I love to be able to do that with other people. I love to be able to encourage them to be able to name their passion and then watch those doors open. And so my journey took me through that. And the other thing that I was always interested in was helping other people. And that sounds sort of altruistic, but I really love watching changes in other people. And so for me, the quest to find the right means to do that, you know, what could I do? Do I want to become a psychologist? Not really. I wanted to continue to be a musician. And then life coaching became an opportunity for those of us who felt the calling. And so I educated myself and found the right kind of people to surround myself with so that I could become the life coach, and also using hypnosis and become a hypnotherapist. I realized the dream that also started at a very young age to be able to help people in a way that was substantial.
And you've really had the opportunity to travel to so many places during your time as a musician. You've had a chance to see many different people, and now you've moved towards a different path in life. What is your biggest influence in your life and your career? What keeps you going?
I would say that the biggest influence in my career is really just a desire to help without altering the path of of my clients. And by that I mean really listening to them and really really providing the kind of feedback, the kind of questions and answers if they needed them from me. But really it's using techniques to give people back what they have been looking for. And I think that's a special skill, to be able to understand what people want and give it to them. Being a musician allowed me to feel the independence, and especially as a woman, to be a bassist and singer that many years ago. It was an unusual thing to be able to do that. And as I traveled and met many different kinds of people, I was inspired to continue my path of being curious, experiencing, kind of gathering those experiences and being able to share that kind of thing with other people.
And it must have been an incredible feeling. I myself enjoy being on this show and, again, featuring incredible people like you and really sharing your experience and story with the world. So, again, I somewhat know how you feel. You help people in so many different areas, Sabra. Who exactly is your client base?
My client base is usually adults. I have worked with children, but typically my client base consists of adults between the ages of 20 and as old as anyone can be that wants to make a change. I do work out of Portland, Oregon, and I'm lucky to be surrounded with lots of curious and active people. I would say that people in transition find me. That's what I do well for people, people who are wishing to change jobs, wishing to change a habit, needing to improve a relationship, needing to improve their personal skills, fear of public speaking, fear of just speaking in general. Sometimes folks have trouble expressing themselves. And so that's really who my client base is, people who want to focus and write a book, people who want to focus and learn to be a better musician, people who need to find their muse, people who need to find motivation that they once had but perhaps have lost. And so I try to make the sessions fun, and generally we laugh. There are some tears, and I have great success. I really love what I do.
And can you share with these people that you do help, so that the audience does know, maybe some of the services that you do provide to them?
Yeah, lots of folks come to me to control anxiety, to learn some solid self-confidence, stop their fears, their fears of, as I mentioned, the fear of life transition, fear of meeting new people. It's interesting how people develop these things. And so I think that coming to a life coach / hypnotherapist is a great choice for somebody who doesn't want to get mired down in the kind of staid world of psychology or psychiatry. I think that life coaching is a much more fun way of, not that it's fun to have a problem, but it's just a lighter and very, very effective way to solve your problems now. Doesn't happen in one session, but so you can use it to increase your music or athletic performance. I have a technique to help people control or eliminate a phobia. Not everyone, but definitely have a great technique for that. I can help people in with their bad habits, help people improve that, help self-talk. That's a really big thing. Help people improve the way they speak to themselves, that inner voice.
And now that you bring up this negative self-talk, can you please share with the audience what negative self-talk actually is, and how does this really affect our lives?
Well, I think lots of folks aren't even aware that they have this negative self-talk. It's sort of a running dialogue in your head as you go through the day, and you know, you might drop something and find yourself saying, "Oh, geez, there you go again, my God!" You know, that kind of thing of just being negative and have a dialogue with yourself, or have this person narrating your inner life in a negative way, saying things like, "Oh, you always make those mistakes. You're always clumsy and dropping those things. You're always, you know, you're always thinking the worst is going to happen," or that kind of thing. Oftentimes, the voice that runs through your head is somebody else's voice. You know, some is a mother or a sibling or a husband or wife, somebody that's, you know, not been a very good influence in a certain area, and that's the voice that's saying, "Oh, you're always making those mistakes." And I'd like to bring awareness to that for people and help them, again, be aware and then change that. Stop those voices. So everybody has, you want to have an inner dialogue. It's fine to do that. It's very creative. But that particular negative voice is something that can be eliminated. It's fun to get rid of for people.
And it's funny, when the negative voice actually does appear, it appears when you are thinking that perhaps you want to make a change or you want to try to do something better. And that negative voice always seems to pop or creep up and kind of say, "Oh, well, maybe you can't do it," or "This will make it too difficult. That would make it too difficult." So
exactly.
You're very right. Yes. And somehow, again, this is something that affects many of us.
It does.
Your
and
personal...
you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, it does lead right into the limiting belief idea. You know, the idea that we have these beliefs about ourselves. "Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I'm, you know, never going to be good enough. I don't think I'll ever reach my goals. Oh, I'm never going to have enough money. You know, I can't lose weight. I can't stop smoking." All of the things that kind of come up are limiting beliefs. And, you know, it's so great when people realize they can get help for this kind of thing and go on their way and lead a healthy, productive life.
And you named so many different issues that people are going through. In your personal opinion, from, again, traveling throughout the country and seeing and helping so many people, what do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing people today?
I think one of the biggest issues facing people today, I think anxiety is just pervasive. I think that knowing what to do about anxiety is something that eludes us. You know, I think that sometimes anxiety starts at a very young age, and you get used to that feeling, and almost you find comfort in feeling agitated and as if it were creating energy. And it's true that it takes a certain amount of energy to create the anxiety or to experience the anxiety. And so I think that anxiety is one of the biggest problems, and it stops people from being able to feel the motivation, which can come from the same energy that's creating the anxiety. Motivation can be increased by taking that energy away from anxiety, calling that anxiety stress. So I think that for me, that's the number one thing. If I have to name one thing, is that.
And you mentioned hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And for people in the later age, such as myself, people who are, let's say, you know, struggling with like physical pain. How does your hypnosis method, let's say, benefit people who are struggling with pain?
Well, I think that hypnosis can be very helpful with pain. It depends on what the pain is. It depends on how the individual presents with the pain, meaning are they using very strong drugs for the pain. It's hard for me to do hypnosis with people who are doing really strong drugs. They need to kind of not be taking the opioids and such. But strong pain, even strong pain, can be mitigated by using hypnosis. Relaxation is the first part of that, learning relaxation, which is a hard thing to do when you have pain. But you call upon people's ability to visualize. And that very thing is key. You know, human beings are, you know, 85% visual or higher than that, 90% visual. And then we have, of course, you know, our auditory and tactile and such. But I think that calling upon the unconscious mind, the subconscious mind, to help create a picture of the circumstance, the pain, the where the pain is. There are several techniques that I use, and I teach people those techniques. And to start with, I teach them self-hypnosis, and that is something that I have written about in my my little book about controlling pain. And so I think that it's amazing to see people make improvements if they do the work. You have to do the work. It's not just me suggesting something. It's actually taking the work home and practicing the relaxation techniques, practicing the whatever technique they've decided is best for them in terms of controlling the pain. And I have good success with that.
And to just think to yourself that it's possible to reduce your physical pain through hypnosis and, let's say, no longer need to take some of these very powerful drugs out there, I think it's amazing that something like this is possible. And again, I know so many people that are suffering from physical pain and taking so many different medications. I know many people in the audience tuning in are either going through this or know someone that is as well. So again, the fact that hypnosis can help this, it's something truly amazing. As a matter of fact, Sabra, the fact that hypnosis can possibly help with physical pain, what are, let's say, some of the other problems hypnosis works best for?
What are some of the other problems?
Yes. What are some other issues that hypnosis can make positive changes?
Oh, gosh. Any one of the things that I've already mentioned, but I find that hypnosis is really helpful to learn self-confidence, you know, people needing to feel better about themselves. You know, the idea for me is to, you know, elicit from my client what it is they want, how it is they want to be. And then through hypnosis, both traditional or using the Ericksonian model, which is really talking and using metaphors, and the use of metaphor is really very helpful. But helping people feel better about themselves by using a technique that allows them to remember a positive experience, remembering the love of good friends, the love of a family member, love of an animal, all of those kinds of things, good feelings. It gets amplified and gets kind of instilled once you get that your unconscious mind involved in this and get the conscious mind to relax, get out of the way, stop criticizing. And it's just a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful modality to People have been using it for years and years, and it's just amazing what it can do for people. It's not a one-stop thing. It's not.
Yes, you're also certified in many different areas. You use many different techniques, and you shared with our research team that you also use something called NLP.
Yes.
Please share with the audience what NLP is and let's say some of the benefits that NLP can provide.
Well, NLP is the N is neuro. It's neuro-linguistic, and unfortunately it was put together in the 70s when programming was a word that had a very positive connotation. But I like to think of it as neuro-linguistic psychology, and it's really the study of language. One of the people who put this together as a modality for self-improvement was a linguist. And some very interesting people put these ideas together into a program so that you, basically, I trained myself, I was trained, to be able to listen very closely and identify those spots where people are speaking to themselves, as I mentioned in the very beginning, and in a way that isn't positive for them. There are also techniques of self-referencing. It talks, it teaches us how important modeling is, you know, modeling other people, modeling people who have skills that you don't have. How do they do that? And there are various other techniques that you can use, again, through the NLP model, that I've sort of woven NLP into my life coaching and hypnotherapy, so that it's all a piece, it's all of one, and this works well for me in terms of my techniques. I'm not strictly an NLP practitioner.
So you basically use a little bit of everything, which
exactly.
I believe, that's really the best method. You did mention a few minutes ago about your book. An ebook. Can you please share some of that information with the audience?
The ebook is it will teach you several ways to deal with pain, and so it's really about pain relief. It starts with clear descriptions of ways to find relaxation, and to start with that. So teaching self-hypnosis is the most important thing regarding that. And I do that with people who come to my office seeking some kind of pain relief or relief from whatever. Teaching self-hypnosis, I think, is an obligation of a person who's doing life coaching and uses hypnotherapy. So I teach that to start with, and then give several different examples of the ways that a person might be able to control their pain. And again, the book is a fast read. It's on my website. I tell a couple of stories using examples from clients. Their names have been changed, of course. But I use a couple of examples so that it's easy to identify with. And then in the end, talk about something called the pain control room, which is a really typical way for a hypnotherapist to suggest someone control their pain. So that's really what the book does, is I just felt the information should be out there. And so in one place. And so there's more to it than that. But what I have with my ebook, I think, is very helpful.
And with everyone tuning in, and I know many people out there are either suffering from chronic pain or know someone else that is, but please take that first step and reach out to Sabra. And I'm almost sure that this could change your life forever. Again, the first step to making that change is just reaching out for help. And we're just about out of time, Sabra. Can you please share with the audience where can they go to sign up for your program or get more information about your incredible work?
Well, I have a website, www.imaginechanges.com. And on that, it'll be a bit of more description of what I do and how I can be contacted. I do enjoy phone coaching, and then I also have a dedicated office, a dedicated room in the back of my home that sort of goes out into the greenery of my backyard. It's really very peaceful, and I see clients on an individual basis there. And so if you're in Portland, Oregon, then that's convenient. If you're not, then I am available by phone.
And to everyone tuning in, you could be in Portland, Oregon. You could be in New York City. You could be in Florida. If you have any of these issues that were spoken of today, please reach out to Sabra and, again, take that first step to really changing your life. And we're just about out of time today. I do want to thank everybody in our audience that did tune into our segment. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I especially want to thank our guest today, Sabra Redford. Sabra, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Matthew, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
And I wish you do have a wonderful day. And again, to everyone in our audience, you have a wonderful day as well. I look forward to having you all back with us in the next segment. You have a great day, and to you as well, Sabra. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.